With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The secret to catching prize-worthy fish? Fishing like a local. Jonas Knox here with Fishing Booker. The valuable knowledge of a local guide can turn a fishing trip of no bites into the best catch of the day. Go to fishingbooker.com to discover thousands of local fishing charters from all around the world and create your perfect angling adventure with their easy-to-use online booking system. Visit fishingbooker.com and book your trip today. Fishing Booker. Fishing trips made easy.
Outkick the coverage with Clay Travis live every weekday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 3 to 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Outkick the coverage at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every morning on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we have got a counterpunch in the NFL from one team to its star player. And we will get to that here coming up in just a couple of moments from now. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us as always on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on SiriusXM Channel 83 and on every one of our Fox Sports Radio affiliates, wherever you are taking part in this program. Happy Friday to you and yours as we get you set up for the weekend, and we take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. So when these stories in the NFL come out, and I mean the stories where they involve power struggles between a star player and a team, you can usually tell which side it's coming from. Right, just based on the presentation of the story, based on the quote-unquote anonymous quotes in the story, based on just some of the details in the story, it's pretty obvious that you can tell where this is coming from. And so an example of one of these stories would be, if you remember a couple of years back, there was that big piece that Seth Wickersham did in which he talked about the rift between Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. And it was all these stories about, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo and just sort of how uncomfortable things were, and just sort of, and you got the impression as you read along with the story that felt like it was coming from Tom Brady's camp. That Tom Brady and that side was really the one maybe going to the media and kind of, you know, having this discussion, and Seth Wickersham putting together this piece. That's the way I read it. That's the way I viewed it, was, okay, clearly if you had to pick a side, this was coming from, it was going to be Tom Brady and his side. And I wouldn't imagine Bill Belichick at that point in the season would have gone to Seth Wickersham and said, hey, man, I got to spill the beans here. That's how I took it. But regardless, if you took the other side, there's one side that it heavily leans towards. So the tense past few weeks, and we'll call them tense because that's exactly what they are, between Russell Wilson and the Seahawks got even more tense. Right, things have now gone to another level of awkward and uncomfortable and possibly borderline panic in Seattle when it comes to Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. Because a story came out via The Athletic. And great job on the reporting. Michael Sean Duggar, Mike Sando, Jason Jenks all did a phenomenal job in reporting this for The Athletic. And it comes out on Thursday morning. And they're discussing the power struggle between Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks. And it's a long, long, deep dive. And they discuss in this article that there was a meeting between Russell Wilson and the coaching staff, and there was a meeting between Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks about having more influence on some of the offensive play calling. And this was in a November game before a short week game, I believe, against the Arizona Cardinals. Just having, you know, more involvement in this and whatnot. And the Seahawks basically said no. And the way that it was presented in the article is that Russell Wilson stormed out of the office. He was pissed. He was not happy. Now, in this discussion and all of this that's happening here between Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, it all just seems like Russell Wilson is unhappy and he's a little bit pissed off about what's going on. And this is just a normal NFL story about an unhappy quarterback. We've seen this before. This is not a surprise. We've seen quarterbacks be unhappy because they haven't gotten involvement in the play calling. We've seen this before. Every time the Steelers draft somebody, I think they drafted Mason Rudolph. Ben Roethlisberger took time out of his golf game in the offseason and did a local hit on a Pittsburgh radio station out of the blue on a weekend show. And let me tell you something. I do weekend shows. We don't normally get future Hall of Famers on our shows. That normally doesn't happen, right? I'm just letting you know, I do weekend sports radio. I can speak freely on this and let you know that's not a normal thing. But when the Steelers draft a quarterback in the third round and Ben Roethlisberger doesn't like it, bling, bling. Yeah, I want to get some things off my chest. I don't like the way the Pittsburgh Steelers organization was running the draft. So we've seen this sort of thing happen before. This is normal. Not the craziest thing in the world. But here's why this one's different. It's because the Seahawks are being the aggressor. It's not so much Russell Wilson being unhappy in this article. It's the Seahawks being the aggressor and basically calling out their franchise star quarterback and future Hall of Famer. And here's the proof from the article in The Athletic. After Wilson struggles to end the season, and make no mistake about it, Russell Wilson did struggle to end the season, all right? Blame whoever you want on it. Russell Wilson was not good. He was the MVP of the league through 5 weeks, and then he really started to slip later on in the year, and he was not great towards the end of the season and not great in the playoff game at home in which they lost to Jared Goff. Jared Goff, who basically walked around with the rubber hand from Kingpin in that game just to try and win a playoff game. All right, Russell Wilson, and this is from The Athletic in this article, quote, "Russell's finally catching heat," one person told The Athletic. "That's the main reason for all of this. People are talking and holding him accountable because he's one of the highest paid quarterbacks. He says he wants to be the greatest, so now people are holding him to that standard. It's a PR game," that person added. "He's trying to protect himself." Another source agreed, quote, "What he's trying to do is save face." Where do you think that one's coming from? You think Russ is opening up and bearing all? Do you think his agent is opening up and saying, "Hey, man, my guy's trying to save face"? Absolutely not. The Seattle Seahawks said, So you're going to go around and you're going to make the rounds and you're going to complain about your involvement and you're going to go on the Dan Patrick show on Fox Sports Radio and then you're going to call out your offensive lineman and you're going to do this big media tour as the quote unquote Walter Payton man of the year and we're just going to sit back and take it? No. Kiss my ass. We're going to respond and this is how they responded. Now we're talking. Now we've got a quarterback and we've got a franchise feud that we can really sink our teeth into. It's a direct shot. But here's the thing. It's a counter shot. They didn't start this. The Seahawks weren't the ones going out and going public with any of this stuff and saying they were unhappy. They didn't start any of this. Russell Wilson did. Russell Wilson's the guy who made the rounds. Russell Wilson's the guy who did that interview with Dan Patrick. He doubled down later in the day. It's one thing if you do an interview with Dan Patrick, who's one of the great interviews in all of sports talk radio, and I would say in media history, one of the great interviews ever. So it's one thing if Dan Patrick does that, and you get him to say something that maybe he normally wouldn't say, and then he's got to backtrack and sort of, you know, cover it up a little bit and say, nah, nah, that's not really what I meant. He doubled down later in the day. It's exactly what he meant. He wasn't happy, and he spoke out about it. And the Seattle Seahawks heard it, and one of the stories that came out right afterwards, there was a source that said, hey, Seattle's not happy about this. They don't know why he went public with this. They don't know why he aired the dirty laundry, but Seattle's not happy about it. They're not happy. The front office, they are not pleased with what has happened. And so Seattle responded by letting everybody know, hey, man, this guy's trying to pull a PR move. Don't let it fool you. He wants to play this game. We can play this game. But this is all PR, as said in the article. And if you think it ended there, no, 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 no. The counter shots continue. Because after this comes out, did you think Russell Wilson's camp was going to not respond? Did you think they were going to take the high road? Absolutely not. Because they have dug their feet in. They're ready to stand in the pocket. And they're going to trade and bang all round long. And so this comes out via Adam Schefter after this article. Just coincidentally, on the same day right after this article from The Athletic comes out, that Mark Rogers, who's Russell Wilson's agent, spoke to Adam Schefter of ESPN on Thursday, and he said, Wilson's told the Seahawks he wants to play in Seattle, but if a trade were considered, he would consider, and the only teams he would consider, are the Cowboys, Saints, Raiders, and the Bears. Gee, what weird timing that all of that would come out right after the Athletic article. I'm telling you, this is getting uglier by the day. Now, I have no idea if this is pure coincidence. This could be just, you know, me throwing this out there. But he's got a no-trade clause. Why is it those four teams? And do you notice a common theme with those four teams? All right, you look at it, you go, oh, Cowboys, yeah, they didn't make the playoffs. You know, the Saints did, but they sort of fell apart. The Raiders weren't a playoff team. The Bears were technically a playoff team, but they probably shouldn't have been. So, I mean, it's not like he's picking the best batch of teams, you know, around. This isn't like Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay, who was loaded with talent. You're looking at these teams and you go, God, why would it, like, what do all these teams have in common? I mean, we got three NFC teams, we got an AFC team. Are they all big markets? Well, not really, because the Saints aren't really a massive market. And, you know, you would think New York would be in the mix if that's what we're really talking about here. And then I thought, okay, what have they all got in common? Oh, all of them. Offensive-minded head coaches. I wonder if Russell Wilson's thinking to himself, hey, man, I got to get somewhere where that's a priority. Not this running the football crap, not this try and bleed the clock. I want to go somewhere where we can innovate and try and put up points. I want to go somewhere where we can actually put together an offense and build a team around an offense. Whether that's right or wrong, I just wonder if that's why, of the teams that he could choose to pick from, all of them offensive-minded coaches. Because he's had nothing but a defensive-minded head coach his entire career. And it's clear there is a friction between him and Pete Carroll. So this thing's getting uglier by the day, and I actually believe that there's a real shot Russell Wilson's going to get traded. I honestly believe that. I believe that there's a legitimate shot Russell Wilson gets traded just based on the comments he made, the counter by Seattle, and then his counter with his agent coming out with all the teams he'd be willing to accept a trade to. This is fascinating. I can't wait to watch it. We have got ourselves another NFL offseason story that we can all monitor in taking the place of talking about spring training and crummy regular season NBA games. Jonas Knox, in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio. Get me on Twitter, at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter, as we come to you live here from the Farmers Outkick Studios, taking you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time here on FSR. Coming up next, though, if you are a fan of old school, all right, if you are a fan of vintage, I have got the perfect player for you. Find out who we're talking about next here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got a pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio. This is Outkick the Coverage here on FSR. Clay still on vacation, enjoying beautiful Mexico. No confirmation as to which part of Mexico he's in. I used the word beautiful, so it can't be Cancun. I refuse to believe it's Cancun that he's actually in because I've been to Cancun. And as I said yesterday so eloquently on the show to open up, that place sucks. All right, so I can't imagine that it's there, but nonetheless, a well-deserved vacation for the Travis family. They got snowed in Nashville last week or the week, but whatever. It's all a blur. All right, this time slot, it's all a blur, but they are enjoying it. So it is fun to be with you here all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern time on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR, we could take a peek into the future, the likelihood of Russell Wilson's next destination that has been revealed coming up in a little about 10 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio. So I like to bust balls, right? I'm a fan of the NBA, right? I want people to know that, but I'm also not going to kiss the NBA's ass. It's been pretty unwatchable at times, right? It's not good. There are some times where the NBA is not good, right? And somebody's got to be honest about it. And you don't have to take offense to it. It's okay. There's nothing wrong. If you're a diehard NBA fan and you prefer the NBA over the NFL, first of all, I have no idea why. But if you prefer the NBA over the NFL, that's fine. You can at least acknowledge, the basketball was pretty rough to start off the season. We're starting to get some better storylines and things like that, but it's a little bit choppy right now. It just is. And no fans at the game, at an NBA game right now, is much different than in the bubble. In the bubble, I thought the presentation was awesome. I really did. I thought the setup was awesome. It felt like a really high-level production. Now you watch an NBA game and there's like, you know, tarps on the seats. Crap like that. So what are we doing here? It's like the outfield at one of those old-school baseball stadiums in like the 1980s. You know, like Montreal, where half the crowd can't go, or you're in the O.co in Oakland, and they just cover up one section with, like, you know, a black tarp that you would get at, like, Home Depot or somewhere. Like, it's just, you know, it looks a little bit odd. But that being said, I've come to appreciate vintage a lot more lately. Right, I really have, and I don't know why that is. I don't know if it's just something about things are too moving too fast, or it's too high tech nowadays, or it's a little bit over the top. But I really, everything's so loud nowadays. So I appreciate vintage, a look back, you know, old school. I actually bought this little mini fridge recently. It wasn't very expensive, but the only reason I bought it is because it's one of those vintage ones, like those Frigidaires or whatever you call them. And you look at it and you go, that's from like the 1970s. That thing's awesome. And I got it because I thought, look, this thing's cool, man. It's a throwback. It's a peek back into the future. It's fantastic. I love this. I love the way it's put on. All of it. It just reminds me it's a blast from the past. So I've really learned to appreciate vintage with all the high tech, everything involved, your phone, social media, all that stuff. I've appreciated simple. And it's the same with sports. In the NFL, I like defense, man. I don't want the 54-51 shootouts between the Chiefs and the Rams. I get it. I understand that, look, things have changed and it's a different league. I get all that. But damn, there's something about appreciating a low-scoring game in the NFL. It's old school. It lets you know, hey, man, defense is still alive and well. If you play good defense, you can put on a damn good game. I'm okay with a 1-0 game in baseball. Like, I would rather see a guy throw a no-hitter than see somebody hit for the cycle. I really would. It's simple. It's old school. I just have learned to appreciate that. And in the NBA, we do have old school. And it's called Zion Williamson. And I love him. I think he is so good for the league. I think he's fantastic. They lose to Milwaukee on Thursday, but, you know, he had a big night. He scored 34. Good game. Really good game. Zion Williamson is averaging close to 26 points a game, right? Never mind the fact that he's not even 21 yet, right? He's not 21, okay? Which is astonishing. Because you look at him and you go, I mean, well, that guy could whoop my ass, so he's clearly got to be like 30. Oh, no, he's 20. He's not even 21. He's not even turned 21 for like 5 months. So he's nowhere even close. And anybody that's ever been close to turning 21, you're counting down the days to when you get there, because you're like, oh man, I could ditch the fake ID and now I can drink and not feel guilty about it, like somebody's gonna, you know, pull me away and throw me in the back of a cop car. Like, 5 months away from 21 is a lifetime when you've been anticipating this for years and years. Zion's nowhere close to 21. And he's averaging 26 a game. He's just outside the top 10 in the NBA in scoring. And here's the best part about it, and this is why it's old school. He's got 19 three-point attempts on the season. That's it. In a league in which everybody shoots the three, he's got 19 on the season. In a league to where everybody looks and goes, hey man, it makes no sense to go to the basket. Just pull up from 24 or 25 feet out, because you know, if you score more points quicker, just using the math and using the analytics and all that, it just, you know, it's so much better. Zion didn't play that game. Now, there's the basket. I've got the ball. I'm going to get there and I'm going to score. And I don't care that I'm not 21. You grown men can't stop me. And he's just outside the top 10 in scoring. And he's got 19 three-point attempts on the season. Just for a reference, Steph Curry averages 12 three-point attempts a game. It doesn't make sense. Curry averages 12 a game. And I get it. Curry, he's responsible for all this stuff. He is the greatest three-point shooter in the history of the NBA. I get all that. But you just see the difference between the two. And I think it's so good for the NBA, man, because that's old school. That's what it was like back in the day. Hey, you want to score? Your best chance is to get close to the basket. Zion gets close to the basket, and it's hard to stop. And he puts up numbers. And this is, what, year two? You could really call this his rookie season based on what the hell last season was. You know, he was there, and then it got shut down. Then they went to the bubble. No, this is really like the first real NBA season for him. He's just outside the top 10 in scoring, and he's not doing it like anybody else. Nobody else is doing it this way. And it's a reminder of what it used to be like. It's vintage. It's old school basketball. It's Charles Barkley. It's all the guys who could score down in the post. Karl Malone, you name it. And he's more athletic than all those guys, and he's stronger than all those guys, and he's bigger than all those guys, and doesn't say a damn word. Doesn't say anything. Just wants to go play. And puts up these kind of numbers. And I think it's great for the NBA, because it was getting to the point to where you've got these guys who just stand out there and throw up threes. You'll watch an NBA game and it's three, three, three. It's like, what are we doing here? Look, Steph Curry has been brilliant for the game. And I give credit to any of these guys who have learned how to shoot a three, who have figured out how to improve their outside game. LeBron James, say whatever you want about the guy, he's improved his outside game. Give him credit. Oh, that's what I need to work on this offseason? Don't worry about it. Since everybody else is doing it, I'm going to do it and I'm going to get good at it. And he's been great. Zion Williamson is like, not interested. Nah, not my thing. I'll take my chances close to the basket, and I just want to see if somebody can stop me. I think it's phenomenal. I think it's the equivalent to a team that's run first in the NFL. In a pass-happy NFL league, we're just going to run the football. That's why I like watching the Titans play from time to time. Because they'll just give it to Derrick Henry and go, hey man, we know it's probably not smart to run a guy this much, and we know it's probably not smart to pay a guy who we're running this much. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to keep running him this much, and we're going to pay him. Oh, and what do you know? Put up his best season after he got paid. It's old school, man. It's a blast from the past. I've always said this. Why is this show Stranger Things so popular? Because it plays to two different groups. If you're a kid, you like it because it's a kid show. But if you're an adult and you grew up in the 80s or you remember the 80s, you watch it and you go, oh, it's a kid show, but it's a kid show when I was a kid, when I was younger. And so it brings back all these memories and it's got that vintage feel to it. It plays to both sides. It's brilliant. That's why it's so popular. It's a blast from the past, and Zion is a blast from the past. I think he's fantastic. I hope he keeps it up. I hope he never attempts another three the rest of the season. I want to see how much he can climb the scoring charts by not being a three-point shooter. Because we need more variety in the NBA, and Zion's bringing it. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio from the Farmers Outkick Studios. You can get me on Twitter at the Jonas Knox, at the Jonas Knox on Twitter. Coming up next, we look into the potential destination for one Russell Wilson. We'll have that for you next.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick, the coverage with Clay Travis, weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Coming up in about 15 minutes from now here on Fox Sports Radio, I saw a story pop up via social media, and I just thought, it's a really bizarre story. And then more details came out, and then a video came out, and I thought, Jesus, this is much worse than I thought it was, but I do want to discuss that because I was really taken back by it. So we'll get to that here coming up in about 15 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. We've been talking about the Russell Wilson, and let's just call it what it is. It was a counter shot from the Seattle Seahawks via The Athletic to Russell Wilson making the rounds on the Dan Patrick Show. He was unhappy, wanted more, have a call and a say in the play calling and all that stuff. And he wanted to have, you know, the ability to kind of influence some of that and maybe some personnel decisions. He just wanted a little bit more power. That's basically, if you had to sum it up, he wanted some more power. And then he goes and he does the rounds in other media, you know, with other media, and he does, you know, a bunch of Zoom calls or whatever the crap they are. And you know, he continues to double down on this. And reportedly after that, it came out that the Seahawks were not happy. They were not happy about what he did. And so this article comes out via The Athletic, in which they talk about, you know, this is a PR spin, one source said. Russ is facing the heat. That's what this is all about. And it's just, this is all after he stormed out of a meeting, apparently, during the regular season because he had these discussions with the team. So they're not on good terms. It doesn't appear like they're on good terms. Feels like Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks, in what you would have thought is a crazy idea that Russell Wilson and the Seahawks could get divorced. That could be over. Like, they could actually move in a different direction. Now, contractually, does it make sense? Wait till next year. But if this gets ugly enough, you just wonder if Seattle says, you know what, man? Let's at least see what's out there. Now, Russell Wilson's agent also countered the article from The Athletic, and he said he wants to stay in Seattle via Adam Schefter, but he would be willing to accept a trade to one of four teams: the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Bears, and the Saints. And we do have odds. All right, we have odds out on Russell Wilson's next destination, where he takes the snap to start the season in 2021, coming up several months from now in the NFL. And the odds are, obviously, Seattle's the heavy favorite. All right, until we have more information, more concrete rumors or talk about Russell Wilson potentially being dealt, Seattle's the favorite right now. But then it goes like this. The Raiders, of the four teams that he would be considered, that his agent has already said he would be welcome to going to, the Raiders are the favorite at plus 300. So you bet $100, you win 300 if Russell Wilson takes the first snap in 2021 for the Raiders. The Cowboys at plus 650, followed by the Bears at plus 800, and the Saints at plus 850. So these Las Vegas Raiders could have Russell Wilson as their quarterback. And whenever there's a discussion about the Las Vegas Raiders and getting a new quarterback instead of Derek Carr, we go live to our I Hate Derek Carr Forever and Ever insider, Roberto Flores, Mr. Raider, in the Fox Sports Radio studios in Los Angeles. Roberto, the prospects of having Russell Wilson over Derek Carr, are you in on it as the Raider quarterback in 2020?
Yes, do it right now, baby. Pull the trigger now.
All right, so let me ask you this. By the way, Roberto's going to have a fascinating story about the return of rollerblading in the Middle East. That'll be coming up next hour here on Fox Sports Radio. I'm not making that up. It is a fascinating story. Speaking of vintage, rollerblading is back, according to Roberto Flores. We will be discussing that later. What is too much? If Seattle says to you, Derek Carr and three number ones, you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I have no faith in the front office being able to draft anybody in the first round. It's any good anyway, so I don't mind them trading some of those first-round picks for Russell Wilson.
And see, it feels like to me, of all the teams that are talked about here, Seattle's clearly going to need a quarterback because none of these teams are picking high enough to where they're going to get anybody in the draft. And I don't think Pete Carroll wants to start over. He's 70 years old. I don't think he wants to start over. So the team that's got the most to offer the Seattle Seahawks is the Raiders. Because Carr, of all the quarter, look, you can say whatever you want about Dallas and Dak Prescott. Well, he's not really under contract yet, and they would have to try and figure out how they can make that work. Derek Carr's got a reasonable contract, and he's at least proven that he can play and sometimes play at a high level in the NFL.
Yeah.
I think the Raiders have the most to offer. Of all the teams that are listed, the Bears have nothing to offer. The Saints have nothing to offer. I think the Raiders are the team, and that's why they're the favorite, that has the most to offer with Derek Carr.
Look, Carr was great in the first half of the season. In the second half of the season, he was kind of terrible, and he's bad in the he was terrible in the red zone.
What is your problem with Derek Carr? What is the issue here? And then, hate the guy's guts.
I will say the Raiders defense is atrocious. I mean, even if Russell Wilson comes to the Raiders and the defense is the same, it's not going to be any different. Yeah,
they're atrocious. Awful. Yeah, they're terrible.
Their defense needs help. But like they say, some of these first, I'll trade these three first round picks for Russell Wilson in a heartbeat.
Okay,
I don't have the faith in the Raiders front office drafting anybody good in the first round, anyways, because they seem to like to draft guys that are high character guys like Cleveland Farrell, who's garbage, and then who else? Abram, garbage, good character guys, yeah, but
well, Abram's just a big hitter. Like that's like he's looking for the big hit every single time, and if it means that a receiver is going to get behind him for a 75-yard touchdown, he's okay with it. He's just trying to get ahead.
Like, if the Raiders are going to reach for another guy like Damian Arnett in the first round, yeah, trade that pick away for Russell Wilson, please.
Okay, is there any truth to the rumor? And I'm not saying who told me this. All right, so I definitely don't think that it's Justin Cooper, the producer on this fine program. Is there any truth to the rumor that the reason you hate Derek Carr is because he's too religious? Is there any? Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
No.
Yeah.
I'm a religious person myself. I go to church every Sunday.
Yeah, you do. I mean,
when it was open, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, church to Roberto is a fight in the parking lot at Dodger Stadium. Just so you know. just so you know. That's mass for Roberto. That's how that works. By the way, how many fights in the parking lot at Dodger Stadium for you? Over under 4.5. We going over?
No,
under?
It was never.
Oh, listen, you know, I confuse you with another Roberto.
Yeah, that's somebody else. It's not me.
It's early. Yeah, it's early. Listen, I hear you, man. All right, Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis here on Fox Sports Radio from the Farmers Outkick Studios. Get me on Twitter, @TheJonasKnox on Twitter. By the way, if you disagree with the trade compensation for Roberto, where can they find you on Twitter, Roberto?
@Raider_Rob24.
Yeah, so you can spit fire at him if you don't like the three first-round picks and Derek Carr for Russell Wilson. So have at it. All right, coming up next here on Fox Sports Radio, there's a story that came out that I looked at and I kind of snickered because I thought, whatever, you know, it's just kind of a goofy story. And then all of a sudden, more details came out. And this is wild. I can't even believe that this happened. I don't know why this would happen, but we'll have the latest for you next here on FSR.
This is Outkick the Coverage with Clay Travis.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires, shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You already talked about that, but there's just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their new unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox, and you know O'Reilly Auto Parts, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, friendly. And by the way, I was just at O'Reilly not that long ago, within the last month, and guess what? Needed some help with the alternator, had some questions with the batteries. They helped me right away and did it right there in the parking lot. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit them at OReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's OReillyAuto.com/2pros.
Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis. This is Outkick the Coverage here on Fox Sports Radio. Coming up here a little over 10 minutes from now here on FSR, we've got a potential blockbuster in the NFL. Not Russell Wilson, but the latest on another potential blockbuster. That'll be happening here a little over 10 minutes from now on Fox Sports Radio. By the way, Roberto, this theme music, which game show is this off the Ben Maller show? Is that Lame Jokes or is that...
This is West Side Connection, dude.
I know, but this theme song is used for one of your benchmark segments on the Ben Maller show. I don't remember which one.
No, it's not.
I'm telling you, it is. Am I crazy? Coop, am I crazy? That's you. Like, the West Side Connection is used as one of the music beds.
It's not
on the show.
It's not. I think it might be used during a promo during the commercial break.
I'm telling you, it's either Ask Clown or it's... God, there's one other one. I'm telling you.
Ask Clown when you're on.
Okay. So that is the music bed, right?
See, yeah, yeah.
I'm not that nuts.
But only when you're on.
Oh yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I was just, you know, I heard the song.
Okay.
Reminds me of the Ben Maller show. By the way, okay, I'm not laughing about this story because there's nothing to laugh about. But I do. All right, let me gather myself because I can't even believe that this is a real thing. Have you guys seen the story about Lady Gaga and her dogs?
Oh, this is not where I thought you were going.
Okay. So everybody, obviously, you know, people out there love dogs. All right. I love dogs. I'll never have another one. My dog passed away several years ago. Giant bull mastiff. His name was Hog. My best friend in the world. Love dogs. And so there's a report that's out that Lady Gaga's dog walker was assaulted. She's like, you know, on a trip somewhere, or she's touring or whatever she's doing in Italy or someplace like that. And these assailants stole her dogs. And I saw the story and I thought, oh, well, that's kind of weird. You know, why would you steal dogs? It doesn't make any sense. And now surveillance videos come out and it's unbelievable. They steal these two dogs, and the neighbor had like one of those ring cams or like a surveillance camera in the neighborhood. And this white car pulls up, swipes these two dogs, and shoots the dog walker in the chest.
I read about this. It's crazy.
There's video. It's crazy.
There's video?
Yeah, there's video that's out of this guy getting shot. And they take the two dogs, and this guy is screaming, like he can't breathe because he just got shot in his chest. I'm like, this is completely different than anything I thought it was. Like, I thought this was, oh, they're going to steal her dogs for ransom. And no. Stole the dogs and shot this guy in the chest. It's crazy. Like, I see this story. I'm like, hold on a second. I'm trying to, like, what's more bizarre? Russell Wilson getting in a fight with the Seattle Seahawks, or Lady Gaga's dog walker getting shot and the two dogs getting stolen? Like, I know Clay does Animal Thunderdome. I don't know if that qualifies. All right, I'm not sure if this qualifies, but the video of it is nuts, man. It's insane. And the neighbor had the camera rolling, and they had to ask approval from the neighbor for the video to be, you know, can we air this? And when TMZ has the graphic up that says, warning, graphic in nature, you're like, oh, okay, well, what's this going to be? Is this, BJ Penn getting in a fight in the street in Hawaii? LeBron James trying to, you know, fix his shorts during the NBA Finals and didn't realize there was a camera there. And all of a sudden we saw his cash and prizes on the sidelines. Like, what are we talking about here? And it's the dog walker getting shot in the chest. It's crazy, crazy video. So I saw that and I just thought, that's insane. All right, it's not as insane as the return of rollerblading, which we'll get into next hour starring Roberto Flores, but we will, have that discussion later on. But yeah, it's a very, very bizarre story in an otherwise bizarre several months in this country here on Fox Sports Radio. Also, in discussing the situation in the NFL when it comes to Russell Wilson, potential destinations out there, the idea I've also thrown this out there: the fact that Russell, and I've been thinking about this, the fact that Russell Wilson's agent has thrown out that there are these four teams that he's willing to go to. I wonder if this is a way for them to up the price and the offer from other teams in order to try and get a deal done. Like, if these teams find it, it's like when Anthony Davis was like, man, whatever it is, I'm not going to the Celtics. I refuse to play for the Celtics. His dad comes out and says, no, we're going to the Lakers. We refuse to play for the Celtics. Well, you could look at it two ways. Either, all right, you've really hurt the team's ability to trade you and make a deal because you're telling everybody where you want to go. So now these other teams aren't going to make an offer. Or one of these teams is going to come over the top with a much more significant offer because they realize it's going to take more to get a deal done. And I just wonder if that's partly in play here. Because if you were to ask me right now, is Russell Wilson going to get traded this offseason? As of right now, I'm leaning towards yes. This just feels like it's uglier and nastier than a lot of people thought initially. And so I'm looking at this situation going, man, Russell Wilson might actually get dealt, which is crazy to think about because 4 months ago, he was the runaway favorite to win MVP in the NFL. Just a bizarre turnaround there for Wilson in Seattle. Jonas Knox in for Clay Travis. More out of the NFL next year on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Outkick, the coverage with Clay Travis weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.